Good morning. What I want to share today is my experience of winter relative to gardening, because that's my profession for 20 years now, and how that relates to my practice. And I kind of noticed when we had our Bodhi Day retreat that in the first half of the days sit, I felt productive. And I noticed in the second half of the retreat that, and it wasn't just me, we kind of felt, there were several of us that felt unproductive, that felt like we didn't really know what we were doing. That we didn't really know what was being done, if anything was being done. And then solstice came, and you know, weeks later, solstice arrived, and as a gardener, I noticed, well, I'm going to start reading a little bit, but I noticed that with the solstice celebration in the gardening realm, it's all about the light returning. And one thing I appreciated about our solstice ceremony was that we, and it kind of hit me, we honored the moment of the solstice, the darkest day of the year, as for what it was. And it got me to thinking how so much in the garden, and I wonder, you know, in the gardening realm, it's everything's so relative to summer. And it got me thinking that too, going back to the Bodhi Day retreat, you know, that second half of thinking, well, this is kind of relative to the first half of the sit of the retreat where I felt productive, and now I'm feeling kind of non-productive. And how does that relate to winter? And what does winter have to offer us? What's the invitation in winter? Summer is bright. We think of summer as bright and cheery, full of bloom, full of activity. Things are growing. We can delight in summer. And it's usually the optimal time when the days of traveling, when we used to, and that's when we would travel, would be summertime. And I noticed, you know, winter in this mode of thinking can almost be anti-summer. And that we just try to get through winter to get right back to summer. Winter is something to be endured. However, I don't really think that's what the winter garden is about. What if it's not about enduring, but maybe slowing and resting, and better yet, just being? You know, it might seem less obvious. The seeds, the roots of not seen perennials, the bulbs, they're all just being. They're just being. And then we tend to label them as, well, they're slower, they're dormant, because it's all relative to summer. So maybe it's summer who's super fast and doing relative to winter. However, the evergreens, the spruces, the junipers, the ponderosas, they're not resting. They're still active, what we define as active. Birds and squirrels, they're not resting either. And then I was thinking, are the worms resting? What are the worms doing? The roly-polies and the centipedes that live underneath the garden earth crust, what are they doing and not doing? What about the seeds just hanging out in the deep ground? Is it all really about them waiting to bloom? What about what they are doing right now in the winter garden, deep down in that earth darkness? And then I thought, what is my doing not doing in this winter time? And who is defining the seasons of my doing and not doing? And how are those times labeled by me and by my society? And which is seen as better? However, such merriment is to be found in the bleak of winter. And winter begs our dreaming and our imagination if we participate with it. Winter is the time of the Winter King, Jack Frost, and the magic that he bestows on us. Sometimes we wake up in the morning. Well, this used to be, and I can remember when I was little, living in Pennsylvania on a farm, where it was just an old farmhouse, and you'd wake up in the morning and the windows would have frosted patterns on them, like artwork. Jack Frost also makes icicle adornments for the outside of our homes. His magic changes reservoirs to ice, and you can actually walk on water. It is said that in winter, we explore the womb sounds within us. And at our Bodhi Day retreat, somebody even noticed that maybe the second half of the retreat felt like pregnancy, of not knowing what was going on inside that pregnant body and having no idea what was going on. It almost felt like nothing was going on. And that's the magic of winter. There's a picture I really like of a winter garden. It's covered by snow and unruly, unpruned branches knocked over from heavy snow. The colors are pretty basic: white, brown, a little black. There's no pinks, no yellows, no mango tango orange. It's pretty quiet in this garden. No bees buzzing, no nighttime cricket songs, no humming of hummingbird wings. And obviously it's not warm. No warm air, no warm soil, no hot sun. There's no summer scents, no wafts of lilac, no perfume of rose, no lavender. And yet in this picture of the winter garden that I have, the garden gate is off the latch. It's open and seeming to invite you in. And there's a bench. Will you go and sit and appreciate all that is not blooming, all that's not singing, all that's not being named? What is there in the summer's absence? Snakes, bears, and other critters of the garden are hibernating. They're not sleeping, but they're not awake. What must that wild state feel like? Deciduous trees aren't active above the ground, but their roots are still pretty active, needing some occasional water and nutrient from the soil. And I noticed I've slowed down too, in a sense. I'm sleeping more. I'm sleeping in later, not today. And my sleeps are deeper. My hikes outside are slowed down simply by the effort it takes to hike in the cold weather and by the slipperiness of the snow. Sometimes I put on snowshoes or cross-country skis to go a little further in. And yet there's not necessarily a destination like there is in the summer. Maybe the destination is simply being winter, meeting her just as she is. So I ask of you and of us, what is your invitation from winter? How are you hibernating? Are you hibernating? What is hibernation? And how is that related to our practice? What about this winter garden within us? How do you feel sitting on the winter garden bench? And what do you notice and not notice? In your winter garden, is your winter garden about gestating for spring, or is it about doing, not doing? And how does that rest with you? Kind of simple, but hopefully sweet.